Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about today's show because we've got some switching around that's happened, but it's all good. It's all good up in the hood over here. We're good to go. So just wanted to just let you know I'm going to announce all of the guests that's going to come on, but it's going to be a live and amazing show as always. So I'm super excited about today. And you know, I'm always excited about spending time with you guys every Wednesday right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on bbsradio.com, where you guys have helped make this show launch into one of the number one talk shows worldwide. And I can't thank you enough. I don't even know where to begin. We're on every network, over 100 streaming live networks. We're also just all over in Indonesia and Ethiopia and Bangladesh. And I mean, we're just everywhere, Greece and all, I can't even name it all. And we are a part of the iHeartRadio.com family. So you guys, this has been an amazing journey. I'm so thankful. I'm just reflecting and just giving God all the glory about everything that he's done for me. And I hope through you, to you, for you through this show, I hope we've been able to contribute some inspiration, some motivation, some skills, just everything from finances to health to mental to spiritual, mind, body, and soul. We just want you to be whole around this joint, period. We want to live free and live to our uttermost capability of everything that God has created us to do. So without further ado, I want to continue going on with the show because we have the weather that we have to touch on, and I want to get started with that. So today in DC, it's cold. Let me just be clear. It's 36 degrees and sunny right now. Our high is going up to 41 degrees, which is amazing. I'm super excited about that. This weekend, you guys look for a little bit warmer weather, and I'm so glad that we're going to have it because I left Detroit because of the cold, and I'm glad that we're going to get some warmer weather. Okay, Detroit, speaking of which, my hometown, you're 27 degrees right now, partly cloudy. And let's see, your high is going to be 32 degrees. And I just know you're cold. So, I mean, your 30 and our 30 is totally different. So I already know you're cold. 44 degrees in Jacksonville, Florida, which I'm shocked about. Your high is going to be 55 degrees. But however, you're going up to 65 tomorrow. So enjoy that. I need to come visit you guys. 43 degrees and showers all afternoon. All afternoon, and let's see, you got showers all evening. All evening, your high is going to be 48 degrees. Let's see, and that's so just prepare for that. 45 degrees in London. You are cloudy right now. That is your high. You're waking up to 40 degrees. Atlanta, Georgia, you are 38 degrees right now. You're going to go up to 48 degrees, partly sunny. Augusta, Georgia, you know I love you over there in iHeart Fats and all of you guys. Pastor Eddie, 41 degrees and sunny right now. You are going to go up to 51 degrees. Let's go into Miami. Miami, 49 degrees. Your high is going to be 64. And South Australia, you're 69 degrees. Let's see, that's your high. You're waking up to 55, but you got a windy 88 tomorrow. Kenya, you're 97 degrees. And you are going to be 101 tomorrow. You're waking up to 70. Let's see, Puerto Rico, you're 72 degrees. I'm praying for you guys. I'm praying it all, just restoration, period, and healing. You got showers coming tomorrow, 65 degrees. Australia, you are 60 degrees. We're still praying for you guys. You got thunderstorms right now, showers rather, and you're windy tomorrow, waking up to 50 degrees. 69 is going to be your high tomorrow. Portugal. Hi, Portugal. You're foggy right now. Very foggy. 42 degrees. You're waking up to 34 and your high is 44 degrees. All right. Today, I'm super excited to announce that we got live with us. First, let me just say, Track Baby Santea Deck, she won't be able to come on today because guess why, you guys? She's been invited to go to the Pro Bowl in Orlando. Girl power. You go, girl. We looking forward to hearing all about it. She's going to return. Come with us and join us February the 19th. So mark your calendars for that. We are super excited about that. So don't forget to tune in with that, okay? And also we have, let's see, Nyreen Brown is going to be joining us. She's going to be joining us live. So I'm excited about that. So just be, you know, listen up for that. We got a good show today. We got Gina G. We have Dr. Steve Green is joining us today. We also have, let's see, who else is going coming on today? We got Jeff Hill. He's going to be giving us some Financial Five information. And so we're excited about that. And you know what? We're just ready to get on with the show. All right. So let's go ahead and take a sponsorship break. Let's hear from our sponsor, and I'm going to give you a ministerial moment. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, so here's the ministerial moment. I want you to be encouraged, you guys. I hear a lot of people that are talking about, you know, being popular and being famous and all of these different things, and, you know, really trying to base their whole life or their whole purpose based on what other people feel about them and their opinions on of how they feel about them and how they what they think about them. And I want you to know, just to be honest with you, that that is people pleasing. That is seeking approval from people, and that is a form of witchcraft. I want you to be encouraged to seek God for why he created you and follow the blueprint and the plan that he has, and be patient with your process, because there is a process to your greatness. You have already been known to be an overcomer and a victor. That's what the Bible tells us, that God thinks of us. He created us in his image, which is of perfection and of excellence and of love and of peace and joy and all of these different things, these attributes that we're not, if we don't follow suit with him, we're going to miss out on learning who we are. And it's more to us. It's more to just doing something. It's about who we are. It's about being. So I want to encourage you to not worry about people pleasing or man pleasing or who's being popular or being famous. I mean, the thing is about, are you ready to be uncomfortable building your character? It's about comfort versus character. It's about walking in, you know, the statues of God. It's about walking in his attributes. It's about pleasing him. It's about doing what you are called to do, to be who he chose you to be, what your name is connected to. You know, he said that his word would return to him non-void. And we can make this process so much easier if we just surrender. If we just surrender and start focusing and keeping our face towards him. Don't allow the enemy to drag you into a position of worrying about all these other things that are so not important to God. You know, Jesus was famous, but he wasn't popular. You know, a lot of people didn't like him. And so with this fame, it's going to come some doubters, some naysayers, some people that just don't like you because of what maybe the garment you have on, or maybe the words that come out of your mouth, or maybe your look, or maybe it's your hair, or maybe it's what you stand for. It's going to be something that the majority is not going to like you. But God Almighty, when he's predestined you and when he's created you to be great, you're going to be great despite it all. I think about Moses. I think about, you know, his walk and how they turned on him because he was up in the mountain so long, and they wanted to, you know, they just said, oh, he's just no. I mean, you know, he was famous, but they didn't like him. He wasn't popular anymore. And you know what happens to him? You know, God allows people to go through what they have to go through, and people change their minds. One minute you're in today and the next you're not. So with God, you're always in. And some of you that follow me, you know that I've been dropping little hints and little words of wisdom along the way just to lead up to this. I really just believe that this is a season that God is showing himself. He's showing his glory. He's revealing himself. And we just need to put down everything that we've been accustomed to, everything that we've learned, any bad behaviors, anything that is not pleasing unto him, or anything that won't get us any further. You know, everything that God releases to us is supposed to be for eternity. I mean, it's a legacy. We leave legacies. I think about everybody in the Bible. They are legends. You know, every last one of them, if they were written and their name was written down and we read about them through all of these generations, they are legends. And because of the experiences that they've had with God, and because of what he allowed them to see and experience and do all in his name, that's what we want to be. So I think I would rather be famous for the kingdom and opposed to being popular, because everybody's just not going to like you. And until you grasp that, every time somebody dislikes you or turns their backs on you, you're going to water yourself down, or you want to give up. You got to stay strong and firm, especially right now in this generation, in this season, in this time, knowing exactly who you are, and walk by faith and not by sight. Don't walk by what everybody else. I know that the word says that they know my voice. You know, Jesus, you know, was saying that they know my voice as the leader. We got to know the voice of the Father. We got to know the voice of Yeshua. All right. So this has been Ministerial Moment. Let's go ahead and invite Dr. Steve Green, my favorite person in the whole wide world. Hey, Dr. Green.
Hey, Dr. Gina, you're on a roll right now. You got it going.
I'm so glad to have you. Thank you. It's such an honor for you to be here. I know you're so busy. You're writing, you're ministering, you're traveling, you're doing, you're yes, coaching, ma'am. You're teaching, you're doing so many things, and running Charisma Media and everything about it. You're just doing everything. Please welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, ma'am, I'm just always honored to be with you, to spend time with you, whether it's on the phone in our chats or of course, on your radio show. It's just a great honor to be with you, bud.
Well, listen, I know that you're writing something, so we're excited about that. But we know that you have a podcast. Tell everybody about your podcast. And I know it's almost, I think it's like 5 million plus people that subscribe to CPN now.
No, ma'am, actually, we are currently at almost 23 million.
Whoa!
That have downloaded our CPA, a show. My show was in that neighborhood. Right now, I'm at 300,000 just for the month of January. So
wow.
I'm just giving glory to God. This is only 4 years old, and we're just seeing the numbers come in. Not that any one of us care about numbers, but it just means we're blessing more people. They're coming back. They like to listen to me yap. And the people I get to interview, you know, they're just amazing people doing good work for God. So it's like your show. You bring in people that have a word for the season that's instant, and it just blesses your people. That's why we do this.
Well, I'm just super glad because, you know, I'm to be a part of even CPN as well with the podcast and everything, because it's just a different vibe. And I love it because just being a part of the family all together, it's just such an honor. And I'm so thankful to God to have crossed paths with you, and that whatever was in me, that you were able to see that. And I just see so much just how we connect. I love our conversations as well, but I also love the message that God has given you. Can you please elaborate on that?
Well, it seems like my message is always about abundant living. I always end up there somehow or way. When I preach, you know, I had a church for 10 years before I came to Charisma in Tulsa, where I was a dean of the College of Business at Oral Roberts University. So I had a church to go along with that. So I was kind of busy. As you know me, that tends the way I live my life. But the message I think I preach probably every Sunday in some way or another was that, you know, the Lord really came for us that we might have an abundant life. We all get focused on what happens after baptism and death. What Jesus was concerned about is how we live. He said, I come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. So for all of your listeners, for me and you, we need to enter into the abundance, not necessarily as a prosperity message standalone, but that too. That there's not scarcity in the kingdom of God. There's not scarcity. We've got enough time. We've got enough money. We have enough relationships. We have the gifts for our calling. And so we just need to walk that out. And if you don't mind, I'd like to share one verse with you that I came to this podcast with, because the Lord laid it on my heart yesterday. So just one little verse. It's Jeremiah 3:33, and I think it's missed quite often. But here it is. I'm reading it out of the Modern English Version, which is my favorite. But anyway, here it is. Call to me. So let's start there. Call to me. Call to Jesus. and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Isn't that a promise? That he's going to show us what we don't know. We just need to come full of faith, not depending on ourselves, because that's selfish. That's depending on me. That's being dependent on me. I want to be dependent on God and independent of me. I want to get away from me. I want to depend on the Lord to use me, for him to be my strength. I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And then when we know them, we begin to do things. He'll give us what we need to know so that we can operate in our giftings and in the job and in our ministry and in the next door neighbor that we happen to meet tomorrow on the highways or byways. There we are in that place, knowing what we need to know, ready to go.
I love that. And you know, people need that right now. It is it's quite amazing. It's good to know that. And I think just the way God has broken it down through you and just allow people to really grasp that thing and be able to make it practical in their life. People need that so bad, because they're so, even with all of the hopes and everything, people are ready for 2020 and coming into and believing in so many different things. I just think that God has given us, like, at this time, his truth, but making it so that it simplifies life so much for us. You know, where life makes things so complicated, trials and tests and disappointments and things like that. Struggle, you know what I mean? Yeah. Every day, you know, being single parents and taking care of the kids, whatever it may be. You know, this right here, I just believe God is releasing, like, you know what? Let's dig you out of this pile that the enemy done put you in and just done covered you up with. Let me free you and give you this, just see how simple this really is. This is all I want you to believe. This is all I want you to do. Yeah. And you just let the Lord show you. That's right.
Let the Lord show you great and mighty things. We're looking for, we get the dials, you know, we pick up our phone, start dialing people, asking people, what do you think I should do? And what about you? And, you know, we go to 10 pastors and 20 neighbors and 14 people that spread across the country. And we forget to go to God and say, Lord, I'm calling. I know you're going to answer me. Show me great and mighty things, which I don't know. Help me.
Right.
Open my eyes that I might see the way. We just go into things too blind, and we don't have to be.
Yeah, I think so too. I just, you know, so much weight that doesn't belong. And like you said, that blinds you. That's just a great message. I'm glad that you were able to share that. I hope you guys were blessed by that, because that was so simple and just straight to the point. And I love that. Yep. And I think that's what we need right now. I think people are looking for less complications and just like, how can I just, can I grasp this? Like, I'm just too overwhelmed to even try to figure all this revelation out. Just make it simple and plain for me. And I just think that that's where God is meeting people, saved and unsaved.
I think so.
I think this is going to draw more people to salvation by it being so simplistic and so fresh. You know, an apple is just a simple thing, right? But it's fruit. It's so much into it, though. It's fruit, and it's also refreshing. So it's just if we start just giving the fruit of God and just allowing him to refresh people just with simplicity, I think that will just make a world of difference. Well, listen, I know we're a part of this Women's World Summit, which I'm super excited about. Tell everybody.
I can't wait to hear you on that.
Oh,
your call,
my goodness.
For that, ma'am. You're it. You've been tagged.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Dr. Green. You know, for those that don't know, Dr. Green is like so many things to me. I look at him as like a father figure, a best friend, an uncle. Like, he's a cousin. He's my boss.
I'm a geezer.
Like he's everything. Like, he is so cool, too. He is so cool and so down to earth and so down to earth. He's going to give it to you straight up. Do you hear me? He is not going to sugarcoat anything. He's been a counselor to me. He's been a mentor and so many different things. I just love him so much. So I just wanted to give you that real quick and honor you in front of everybody.
I receive it and bless you back. I just speak into your gift. What you already have is going to, I've been using this word. Multiply is one word, but there's another word that we learned in math that's an exponent. You know, when you raise it to the power of. I'm gonna pray that your gift be raised to the power of the Holy Spirit. That it's not about a multiple of three or an exponent of four or a square root of nothing. I'm talking about you being raised to the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hey,
if our gift is empowered by the Holy Spirit. There's not enough math that can describe what the Holy Spirit can do with your gift. So would you take that and walk in it and know that you ain't seen nothing yet? That's not good English, but it's the truth. You just haven't seen what God's got for you. You just keep walking it out. Keep doing conferences like you're going to do. Keep doing your shows, your podcasts, your radio. Do what you do. Do all your part and just let the Holy Spirit take care of the rest.
I love that. Thank you so much. It's so encouraging because that's going to bring me to another question for encouragement before we close out. But I want to say this World Women's Wholeness Summit 2020, we are expecting over 3 million participants. We have a long list of people that are participating in this thing, including yourself, Dr. Green, Dr. Steve Green, and also, because I want them to know your whole entire name. including you and myself, and we have Kim. I mean, real talk. Kim is going to be there. Erin Smalley.
You're gonna rock it.
Yes, Pastor Cora Jakes Coleman. I think that's Pastor Jakes, Bishop Jakes' daughter, right?
Yes, she is. She's a good writer, good minister. I'll tell you what. You want to talk about somebody that can bring it? Just bring seat belts or parachutes, whatever you need. Because she's going to light you up.
Wow. Dr. Barbara Lowe, who is actually the visionary of this whole conference. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody, I can go on. It's Dr. Henry Cloud, Morgan Oligies. How do you pronounce her name?
I think you did it. I don't want to try to improve on it.
I don't know. I don't want to. Dr. Tim Clint. It just goes Brenda Crouch. It's so many people that's going to. It's enough for everybody and then some. This is like the biggest buffet that I believe God put together.
You know what this tells me? That we have a lot of hurting women out there. A lot of women that are hurting. And we're going to bring an army of weapons. We're going to bring tanks and bazooka guns. We're coming to this conference to change lives of women, 3 million women, and whoever else wants to attend, of course. But, Dr. Gina, people need you. They need your message. They need your help. They need your truth, and they need the gift that's in you. You are special and wonderfully made. So you're called not because of all these other speakers that are there, but you're called because of your gift to be on that show. And what you have to say with them will impact a generation of women. We need you on that show.
Wow. I'm just so honored. I thank you so much. And I thank God for using you and everybody in my Charisma family. I just love you guys so much. I'm so glad that I'm just connected. I'm never going anywhere.
You're going to
see
me. You're
going to see my grandkids and my great grandkids. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere.
I promise you, I will chase you down. You know, I'll find you.
I know. I love that accountability. I love you so much. Well, listen, tell everybody. First of all, I wanted to ask you, what would you tell people that, really want to just at this point in time, what advice would you leave with people that have a ministry, that have a voice, but they might be intimidated or whatever? What does God land on your heart to leave with the people today?
That's a great question and one I love to address. The most important thing is to do something today. I call it the 1% solution. Do something every day for your ministry and start to build your confidence a little bit at a time. I would tell you that trust the Lord, but you knew that already. And so something's affecting your trust, something's affecting your belief in yourself. So just do something. Put it right in the devil's face. Do something today and say, see there, I did it. You know, if you don't want to do a podcast, call up one person and give them a podcast.
Come on.
And then do a conference call with two people or three people. Just do a little something. Do something.
That's a good idea. You can do like a free conference thing and have that and then build up from there.
Take baby steps. You don't
have to. I've never even thought about that. That's a great idea.
And we've got all kind of room on our podcast network for people. When they've got a show, if they ever need help, they call you, call me. Listen, help is available. When you ask, when you seek God, help will come out of the corners. You won't be alone. When you're trying to do the work of the Lord and you're called to minister, when God says do it, he's going to give you the resources. He'll give you the help. And I know you're short on time, so I won't go further, but I got a lot to say on this. The most important thing, if they walk out of this podcast or this show with this thought, I'm going to do something today. I'm going to write a podcast before I speak it. I'm going to write what I would say, or I'm going to get the notes on my phone open, and I'm going to speak into my phone and give a thought. I just want to do my ministerial moment of the day, like Dr. Gina does. I'm going to speak it right into my phone. Mm-hmm. And just start doing it. Just do something every day. And I'll tell you, the devil will flee that junk. You'll just get right out of there because you're speaking scripture. And they're going to hang around you. And then do something else while he's fleeing and get stronger. Just keep doing little things. Just don't get a big picture. The first step is the most important step. Do something little every day.
That is, oh my gosh, so good, so good. I'm going to, when the archive come out, I'm going to listen to this and put this on repeat, and I'm going to repost it because this is a word and a message. Everybody needs to hear that because that just blew my mind. Yeah. Start off with a free conference if you don't have the money to pay for a podcast or whatever. Yeah. You can start off with something like that and build your audience. That is so awesome. Great idea. Tell everybody where they can follow you, Dr. Green.
Well, the best thing is just I'm on Facebook, Dr. Steve Green. You can always email at charisma, drsteve.green. And don't put the period after anything. It's drsteve.green@charismamedia.com. Or you can look at loveleadsbook.com. If you haven't read my book yet, I think it'll bless your heart. It'll bless you as you lead in your home. It'll bless you as you lead in your church. Loveleadsbook.com.
I love Love Leads. We still run that commercial. And I'm just glad that things are working out so well for you. May God continue to bless you and increase you with health and strength and wisdom and knowledge, ideas and visions and all of that. And just may they just be an overflow and pour out and bless every person that that you come across when you walk. May people just be blessed by that wisdom and knowledge and revelation that God continues to give you. And I just thank you for being just one of the head people over charisma, and that you have so much that it trickles down and it pours on us. So thank you so much for just standing in that position, man. That's why I be praying for you, because whatever God does for you, we connect it. It blesses not me, but it blesses Gina G, my co-host. It blesses every person that comes and, you know, be a part of the show, get an interview, and the listeners be blessed. You know what I'm saying? So it's just who you connected to. So I'm just so thankful. I don't want to start tearing up, but I just love you so much. You just don't know. But God bless you, and thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to be a part of the show today. I appreciate you so much.
I know you do. You always show it. I love you so much, Dr. Gina. You're the real deal, and I know your people know that because they keep listening to you.
That's
I love
right.
you, and I'll be always there for you. When you want me on this show or you need me for something, you just reach out. I'll be there.
All right, and you guys go ahead and register right now for the World's Women's Wholeness Conference 2020. Go on my social media, follow Dr. Green. We'll have information that you can click on and go ahead and register. Dr. Barbara Lowe will be joining me closer to the date, and we'll be talking more about it. So you got to stay tuned for that. Over 3 million expected to be there worldwide. You got to be a part of it. You can do it right in the comfort of your own home. You can do it in the car. You can just be a part of it wherever you are. But if you need to be near a computer and you need to be near a smartphone, that's all I know you have to do. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Steve Green. Go and get his products. Go and follow him right now. You don't want to miss out on the blessing of what God has poured into this man of God. All right. God bless you. I love you so much.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. This was so good, you guys. Okay. Now we're getting ready to just kind of shift a little bit before we take a commercial break. I want to introduce Nyreen Brown. She is an actress, and you have seen her on Ruthless. Is going to be a spinoff, but she's been on some other stuff. She's going to talk to us about it. I don't want to give it away because I just want you to stay tuned. Then we got comedian Gina G going to be joining us in this conversation because this is about girl power right now, y'all. All right, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hey, thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with me and my girl, Dr. Gina R. Prince. Two Ginas, watch out, world.
All right, we are back. Nyrene Brown is with us. Hey, girlie.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad you were able to join us live because I had a recording from the Trump Awards because we met right at the Trump Awards on the red carpet in L.A. At the Kodak Center, right? That's where it was, at the Kodak Center?
Yes, correct.
Okay, we were there, and this little, I mean, just petite, cute little thing just came to me. It was like, I can take your picture for you. And I was like, oh, my God, that is so sweet of her. And, I mean, you know, y'all that know me know that I got all these different poses and whatnot. So she was like, are you sure you're done? And I was like, oh, my God, my kind of girl. She was willing to take that picture, so we got the right one, honey. So I love her. We got a special bond. How are you, Nyrene Brown?
I'm amazing. I'm amazing. Cannot complain. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing really, really good. I'm so glad that you were able to join us live. Tell us, and Gina G, Nyrene Brown, honey, we got her live on the show today.
Yes. Good morning.
So tell us about what's going on in your world, girl. I met you at the Trumpet Awards. Let's start with what you told me that you now are on a spinoff. Let's talk about how you got to the spinoff. Can you share that with us?
Okay. Yes, I would love to share the testimony. So I'm originally from New York, Queens. I'm representing those from Jamaica, Queens. Yes. And I relocated to L.A. to continue pursuing my acting for film and TV. And it's been a trial. It's been quite a trial. There's been a lot of ups and downs as far as getting in the door. And I just remember always praying, being like, God, is this where I need to be? Because it's weird when you come from a city where you work a lot. Mm-hmm. And then you go to a new city. And then it's like nothing happening, you know? But you know God told you to go there. It's like when God told Abraham, like, leave your family. You're like, okay.
Right.
Where do you want me to go from here? So, like, my entire family is on the East Coast. Like, my entire family. Down to my grandfather in North Carolina. Like, my entire family is on the East Coast. So I came out here by myself. But I didn't just up and leave because I'm not that type of person. I'm a Capricorn. So I had a job. I was doing Wicked, the Broadway show. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Wicked, but I was doing Wicked, and we were at the Pantages Theater. So that show brought me to L.A., and then I stayed after we were done with the show. And I wasn't going out on a lot of auditions because I didn't have a manager or agent in L.A. I only had an agent in New York. So it was, like I said, it was a lot of ups and downs and just trying to figure out how to get my feet wet, how to get my feet in the door. And a lot of times people didn't want to, you know, hear what I did back in New York because L.A. is its own separate industry. Even though it's the same industry as New York, it's just a different world. You know what I mean?
Right.
So basically, I had to get planted and I had to get rooted here in L.A. And I just had to let God connect me to who he needed to connect me to.
Okay, hold up right there, Nyrene. Just let me, because this what you're sharing right now is thebomb.com. Let me just tell you this. I don't think you really understand what God is using you to do. So let me just help you real quick. Your testimony is feeding my very soul right now. And I can just tell you that this is going to help so many other people. This crossroad that a lot of people are in right now, where do I go? Where should I go? Who do I connect with? This testimony already is blessing me. And I know it's blessing our listeners. So for one, I want to stop you because I want to ask you about that moment. How did that feel for you when you had to lean not onto your own understanding and you literally had to wait for God to piece this thing together? Well, show you the pieces because he already got the blueprint. But when you were waiting patiently to for people to come in your life or to be at a certain place at the right time, you know what I'm saying? How was that waiting period for you?
I mean, I'm gonna be honest, right? So the waiting period is hard. It's hard. It's so hard because we want to be in control so much, you know? We worry, and you know, I think that is important as for those who are God-seeking believers to stay steadfast in his word, because he didn't give us the spirit of fear or anxiety. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But as humans, we naturally do that because we go, you know, how am I going to pay for this? Or how am I going to pay for that? And, you know, the scripture just reminds you, like, he takes care of the birds and the trees and the grass. Like, and how little are those things? You are so much more important, you know? So it was hard because I am personally a workaholic. So, and then, you know, I don't want to get too deep into, like, you know, but I do believe in generational brokenness. So I feel like a lot of times with my family, it was a lot of financial stuff. And mm-hmm. I didn't want to be a part of, like, financial struggles. So I know for me it was hard and just trying to figure it out. But deep down in my spirit, I knew I was going to be okay. I didn't know when it was going to happen. I didn't know how it was going to happen, but I knew I was going to be okay. But it's always going to be a part of you that says, how is this going to turn out?
Right.
All right, Lord, I'm going to just stay put. You know what I mean? So there were times where I was just like, man, maybe I should just go back to New York and continue doing Broadway. Because Broadway is a very great job as well, you know? But
yeah.
I was like, I know that I'm called to do also other things to spread his glory. So I was just like, all right, I'm going to just stay put. And then a lot of stuff happened in L.A. That tried to shake my faith, and I just stayed put to the point of, like, my living situation. As far as, like, having a bad roommate, you know, not, like, being homeless. I don't have that particular testimony. But I had a little roommate drama, and it was shaking my faith in the sense of, like, okay, how am I going to keep this apartment? And right when that happened, he said, I'm going to give you this TV, my first TV role as a series regular.
And what?
Who else could have been, other than Drew Talaperry, another God-fearing man who I absolutely admire and adore? So I am just beyond blessed because I don't know what it could have been or who it could have been. And God always blows me out the water with all the blessings he's given me. So, the way I came
don't
about
even
that,
know what to say.
I know, oh, right? I was blown by his. When I tell you God always shows up in my life, I mean, there are things I have never prayed for that he's given me. I'm not sure if you're aware, but I also dance as well. And I was listening to you earlier with Dr. Green. I'm also not popular, okay? I was listening to your show.
Yeah.
I don't have 20 million as of right now, let's say, as of right now, and not even remotely trying to intentionally care about having 20,000 followers. But as of right now, I don't have that. And I was still blessed with the opportunity to dance with Beyonce. I was still blessed with the opportunity to get this TV series as a series regular. And I didn't, and my Instagram didn't have to represent that. I only had
come
God.
On.
That's right. Come on. Say it.
You know what I mean? Because that's what's happening. It's like, oh, you want to do this? Well, how many followers do you have?
How many followers you have? That's
well,
right.
I can tell you how many natural followers I have as far as when they hear me or when they speak to me or
right.
who people gravitate towards me. I can tell you those spiritual followers. I can't tell you about.
Be shallow followers.
Shallow followers. But I do know what happens. I'm going to let them know God first.
Right. I love that so much, girl. So when you got your first gig with Tyler Perry, now that role was what? Tell everybody what that was and what the, because did you say the name of the show? The name of the show, and then you got the spinoff with
Ruthless. Well, you had said the name of the show, but so the name of the show is called Ruthless.
Yeah.
We shot it in November, and it's going to come out this year in March. On BET Plus. Is like the streaming app, so make sure everybody download BET Plus. And it's basically a spinoff on the current show that's on BET called The Oval. And the actress,
which
Melissa
is so
Williams,
good.
She plays two roles. She plays the mistress, and she also plays a character named Ruth. And Ruth, her daughter gets kidnapped into a cult. And, this cult is a little cray-cray. But what's beautiful about it is that Mr. Perry, while we were on set, we would pray every day before we start shooting. And
wow.
one of his messages he would say while he was praying is he would just say, like, he tends to expose places like this so that if anybody's feeling led, or if anyone feels like they're in a place where they might be experiencing this kind of experience, to have their eyes be open and ears be open and let them know that this is not right, that this cult or any form of cult is not right, and that only God is the only living true God. So I would love that we would pray about it, because we have to be careful on the projects we take on. So, you know, when I heard about it, I was like, a cult? All right, cool. What kind of cult and what is expected of me. But then after speaking to the producers and everything, I knew I was in good hands, because they are about carrying on the message of God and giving God all the glory. They don't want to just HBO, and I'm not bashing HBO, I'm just saying they don't want to like just overexpose people as far as like sexuality and HBO. They don't want to just expose sexuality and make it let's just let this show play so that it can get great reviews on like how hot and sexy this is, and how you know how these shows are nowadays. It's very over.
Yeah.
That's not his intent. His intent is to let people know, like, if you are in a situation that seems similar to this or remotely close to this, it's not right. You know, I don't know how people get caught up in cults, but This is what happens. This is true.
Wow.
It happens. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's probably some existing today. You know what I mean? That's going to be brought down by the name of Jesus. So,
yeah,
I think he's doing this project to expose people, and it's going to be exciting. And I can't wait to you guys to see it. My character name is Lynn, and she's a very interesting character.
Uh oh.
So I'm gonna say
interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, tell us about the interesting. Yeah.
She's interesting because she's like a former police officer, Marine. But her curiosity, she has a big heart, and her curiosity kind of like can lead her down the wrong road. So she's always in constant battle, which is going to be what's relatable and lovable about her, since we all struggle eternally. We're all battling spiritual. It's a spiritual warfare, and that's what Lynn is going to be battling. And I pray that, you know, people could relate, or people could see themselves through my character and fight the good fight. And I also pray that people learn something from this show when it comes out in March. You know.
Yeah.
So Ruthless, March. BET Plus. Make sure that you look into it.
Yay! My girl, Nyree Brown. Tell everybody where they can follow you. I love her.
You know, no pressure, but for those who would love to follow me. My Instagram is NIRINE_Brown. Nyreen Brown, and Facebook is Nyreen Brown as well. You know,
girl,
that's it. I'm just being me, and I love that I ran into you, and like, you know what I mean? Like you said, I was in your picture because I didn't even know you were interviewing. You know what I mean? Like, I was just being genuine. It was just I didn't even know. I was being genuine and taking your picture. And then I think Melissa, someone came up to me and was like, oh, did you just, because she did an interview with you, right? I think Melissa interviewed with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Melissa came next to me and was like, oh, did you just do with Gina? And I was like, no, we just met. I just took her picture. And you was like, oh, you're on the show? And I was like, yeah, I'm on the show. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't come there to be like, hey, everyone, look at me. I'm on the show. I really just came to be present. And
well,
that's another
she was
message.
Amazing.
Being present matters, you know?
That's what it does. So. Yep. Yeah,
I wanted to hang with her more. I was just so on a mission, and I was just, but I wanted to, I just liked her. And I knew that when I was so serious about following you on Instagram, because I was like, I'm going to follow you on Instagram because I wanted to stay connected. And I just thought it was just such a great divine appointment. And everything that you just said, girl, I just have to just break it down. It is blessing because people want to know so much about, people want to know so much about, they want to know so much about everything. They want to know everything. Mm-hmm. They want to know where they're going to go, when it's going to happen, what time of the day.
Right.
They just want to know. And by default, you know, we got that kind of from, we got that from Eve, you know, the temptation and the seduction of wanting to know everything. And so therefore it's just been passed down. We just got to know. We got to know. And so the thing is that when we're in situations like this, you got to learn how to lean not onto your own understanding, and you have to move by the Spirit of God. I don't care if 1,000 people tell you no, if God told you to do it, I bet you I would listen to God before I listen to anybody.
Because
he knows where your blessing is. He knows where your blessing
Amen.
Is. And I wish I would, especially in this point of transition, because God has spoken to me some things. I'm not going to listen to anybody else's understanding. If I can't listen to mine, I sure in the heck ain't listening to yours. I'm just not. Because if I don't know everything, you don't know. I know you don't know everything, especially about me. So if God tells me to do something, I'm going to do it because that's where my blessing is. And every single time I try to lean onto my own understanding to try to do it the system way, the world's way, you know, worrying about the likes, the numbers, the this, the that, like you and all that stuff. When God told me that I wasn't going to be popular, I said, you know what? And that relieves me of everything because fame and popularity is two different things. I don't have to please you if you're not going to like me anyway. So you know what I'm saying? Like it just relieves you of the pressure. So the fame is leaving a legacy as God was, you know, has ministered to me. And I just thank God that you are leaving and breaking off so many generational things. I know that you're away from your family. That's a move that God is asking of me at this point, to be away from, you know, my family. And I just want to go. Every time he's told me to go, I've always been taken care of by him. Every single time I've lacked nothing, even if I wanted it, he's always provided it right on time. And it's just a kingdom system. I can go on and on, but thank you, Nyrene. You know, you are family now. I just inboxed you my number. You got my number. Call me anytime. And I'm actually going to be in LA February. I'm going to be in LA in February on the 23rd through the 27th. Are you going to be there?
God willingly, I shall be here.
Oh, fantastic. We got
to hook up. Pilot season, but, you know, I will make time for you, sis.
Well, you know what? I'm going to call you and see your schedule because I know I'm not trying to hold up nothing God got going on because I know we're going to come back in circle anyway. So if you got something to do, I understand it, but I'm going to reach out and let you know when I have landed, when I'm on my way and when I've landed. So you'll know and we'll try to hook up and see if we can get together because you're just my boo. I love you. I love it. It's like my sister.
Dang.
I just love her. She's so cool.
Thank you.
I'm gonna have to look her up when I go now.
Well, this is Nyrene Brown, my new adopted sister. Go and follow her on Instagram, but no pressure, as she says. You will see her on Tyler Perry's Ruthless, so it don't even matter. Once you see her up there, you're gonna follow her. So
the pressure's going to be on anyway.
Yeah, the pressure's going to be on anyway because you're going to be like, dang, that's who she, okay, yeah, yeah, and they're going to follow them. But that's okay. It's better late than never. It's a party at Jesus' table. You all are welcome to eat at the table.
Amen.
Nyrene Brown, N-I-R-I-N-E Brown, you know, Brown, B-R-O-W-N. All right, go and follow her. I love you, Nyrene.
Thank you so much, Gina. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, and I love you, and God bless.
God bless you.
And yeah, all right. 2020, y'all. Let's make moves.
2020, let's go, ladies.
Absolutely, Nyrene.
And last thing I just want to say to everyone before I get off is, like, just remember, everything goes according to how big your faith is. God works according to how big your faith is. You set the standard. And God meets you where you are. So if your faith is small, your steps will be small. If your faith is big, He will overflow your life with so many blessings. So just remember to keep your faith big. Okay,
yes,
folks?
Girl, don't
that means you
got to
keep God first. That means you got to keep God first. That's all
ready
I got to
go.
Say. All right, Nyrene. Thank you so much, right, baby cakes. I love you.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye, guys.
All right. Okay. We got Gina G. Come on. We got to get your segment in, girl, because this was so informative. I feel like I can do anything right now.
Oh, I enjoyed it so much. I need my song, though. I need my song.
Okay.
Come on. Give it to me.
Gina G with the Trinity. Hey. Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what you say? She got the Trinity. I say, what you say? She got the Trinity. Gina G got the Trinity. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. That's new.
I added that in.
Okay, really quick. Really quick with all the pizzazz that's going on right now. We definitely want to say, if you went to work on Monday, then that's just the way life is. But it was MLK Day on Monday. It is not a national holiday, which it should be, but we definitely want to celebrate and acknowledge Martin Luther King, who would have been 91 on his birthday. So we definitely just want to represent him really, really quick. Also, there's so much stuff going on. Okay, I'm going to do some real quick ones. Did you know that Venus Williams, which is Serena Williams' sister, is a 40-year-old virgin?
No.
If you didn't know, now you know. My girl said nope, 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 and nope. She is saving it for her husband, and until she get one, she will continue to be a virgin, and she's 40 years old. So I said that to say this. I don't want to hear that you in the industry and that everything is throwing at you and all that, because this is a famous tennis player, okay, and she can turn it down and wait for her man. So, ladies, I'm telling y'all, hold on. It ain't too late. You can throw it back up and hold it. It ain't too late. I definitely want to say the 49ers and the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl, so be on the lookout for that. There was a fight that broke out at the Kansas State and Kansas game. You guys, it was ridiculous. Make sure you go online. You can Google that so you can look at the brawl because I don't have a lot of time. Also, a Florida man, you guys, has been charged for murdering, listen to this, murdering his boss, okay, for being a pro-Trump supporter. He murdered his boss on a construction site in Florida, and then covered his body with an American flag. Now, look at here now. I don't care what your beliefs are in the politics. I ain't killing you over who you like, and I definitely ain't throwing no flag on you. So you guys you shouldn't be talking, and this is my opinion only. Let's leave religion and politics out of the workplace because it's just a conversation that everyone's going to have a different opinion. And there's no need to get upset over something that you cannot control or change. So let's say my advice, and that's going to be the what she say. What she say, yeah, I said it. We not going to talk religion or politics at work. Let's talk about work. Now, if he was at that construction site talking about building this building and where we go knock down this wall and pick up this mud, none of this would have never happened. Leave religion and politics out of the workplace. Please. Real quick, last but not least, the U.S. Supreme Court now is allowing the Flint residents to sue over the water contamination. Back in 2014, you guys know that the Flint water is still horrible, but the U.S. Supreme Court says that now you can sue. Sue the state.
Right.
Sue them. Sue them and get you some money for some good water.
All right, Jeff Hill, we got, you know what? Hold on, Jeff Hill,
we got to play
this interview with Tammy Townsend. We're running a little behind, you guys, with Tammy Townsend right now. And then Jeff Hill, we got to close out with Jeff.
Yeah.
Tammy Townsend.
I got Tammy Townsend.
Patricia Cuffy-Bone.
And we are talking about
Stuck With You.
Stuck With You.
Yes.
Oh, I love the title already. Come on
Thank
now.
You.
So tell us about how Stuck With You came about and how you created that.
Actually, it was because of me seeing a whole bunch of different hashtags and people idolizing various celebrity couples without knowing what goes on behind the scenes. You know, marriage takes a lot of work.
So right.
Basically revealing the work it takes in a very unconventional relationship.
Right.
So Tammy and Tina play a celebrity couple who are the face of black love. They have a book out, but behind closed doors they're actually separated, living two different lives.
Wow.
They love each other but don't know how to stay in love with each other.
Oh, wow.
So it's really awesome. Tammy
is great.
So Tammy, we've seen you in a lot of stuff. I can't even, I mean, if I think about one, it's the other one that comes in mind. Listen, how do you feel about being a part of this? This is amazing.
I mean, come on, anytime we're around, you know, our people and celebrating up
come
with
on
each
now.
Other, I mean, it's a no-brainer,
come
you know?
On.
And I like to support even the bigger awards and the smaller ones, too.
Yes.
Because we don't have enough of them.
No, that's the truth.
So I get out there.
That's the truth. So tell us how, you know, I know you've been acting for a long time. When did you realize that this was your love, your passion?
You know
and
what?
That was going to bring you some money and some notoriety. Come
well,
on
I
now.
I never knew that. And I just got in it for the love. But
right.
I actually, what happened was I was a dancer first.
Okay.
And then I took a break for a while. And a lady saw me in one of the recitals that I'd done a couple years ago. And was like, you know what? I think you'd be great as an actress and come to my workshop as an actor. And I fell in love with it.
Wow.
It really happened like that.
I love that.
I know. It's crazy,
she's
right?
She's amazing in this. She gets to do everything. She is singing, she is dancing, and acting her whole entire thing.
So where can we see this piece?
It's going to be coming out on UMC. It premieres on February 13th.
Oh, my God. The day after my birthday.
Listen,
I just turned 50 this year. I'll be 51. So, girl, I'm telling you.
We're going to have a premiere coming out. We'll have information about that. Hopefully you'll be able to come on out.
I would love to.
An awesome project with amazing talent that Hollywood's been sleeping on.
Yes.
And this project will wake them all the way up.
That's I love it.
You're going to see some faces that are recognizable and folks that are kind of under the radar. And these folks are great. This woman, I mean, actors love the way she writes because she just brings out so many beautiful things in the depth that is there. You just don't get things like that.
Well, tell everybody where they can follow you, Tammy.
Oh, Tammy Townsend 10 on Instagram and Twitter.
All right, and where can they follow you?
At P. Cuffy Jones on Instagram and Twitter.
I love it. The energy is amazing. I can't wait to see this come together.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you. I got to take a picture, y'all.
Thank you.
I'm so loud.
I gotta take a picture, y'all.
Girl, yes, we gotta take a picture. Okay, listen, Jeff, you got a couple of minutes, man. I'm so sorry. You know I don't mean to do this. Take it for the team for us, man. It was girl power.
Come on, Jeff. Come on.
Take it
for
the team. You got 2 minutes to tell us something good.
Ooh, 2 minutes to tell you something good. Guys, this is Jeff Hill with the Hill Financial Group and the Financial Five. So 2 minutes. A lot of things have been happening. Good gosh, the stock market has trapped over 29,000. So that's a huge, huge thing. So the people who are loving the upside potential, great. Do it, but you also need to make sure you have a strategy not to lose all the game. Now, something in Congress just passed into action, which is called the Secure Act, okay? And the whole idea behind this, in a nutshell, is it's providing quality advice and retirement solutions inside some of your current plans. Some of the things have gone away. Some of the things have been added. I was actually in D.C. in December on the Hill, fighting for this thing to get passed. So it's a very good thing, but it changes the game a little bit, so you got to be paying attention. It allows you to put more guarantees inside your retirement plan so you're not losing everything. And this year, 2020, is all about expansion. Hill Financial Group has become a team-based model consultant, so I get to partner up with CPAs and attorneys all across the United States. So no matter where you are, guys, if you are not getting the deductions that you feel like you need, you're not getting the tax efficiency or the planning that you need, I consult with CPAs to help them give you comprehensive and holistic planning. That's what we do here at Hill Financial Group. So everybody's about expanding. The show has recently been upgraded, and now we're featured all over the world. Shout out to Dr. Gina. So, guys, again, everything is just is on growth mode. So let 2020 be the year of vision that you become really laser focused on your finances and getting things in the right order. We've expanded people in the show is going to help you build your credit and help you with multiple sources of income. But
right.
I'm going to show you how to protect it and how to grow it. So come rock with us this year because it's one. It's going to be one for the books. I can tell you that for sure.
Tell everybody again, where they can follow you.
Hill Financial Group. Hit me up on Instagram, HFGINC, or you can go to Facebook and you can type in the Hill Financial Group. You'll see me. My phone number is 501-291-0708, and you can email me at jeff@thehillfinancialgroup. That is 2 minutes for you.
All right. Well, Jeff Hill, you know we love you. And this is how we end the show, you guys, because I don't have any more time, but I wish I did. Live healthy,
yes.
Live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you, right, y'all? Right here on Dr. Yes. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.